USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and the Department of Justice said on Tuesday more than 170 people have been charged in connection with last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said this is not going to be solved overnight. This is going to be a long-term investigation. Vice President Mike Pence denied a request by a slim margin vote in the House Tuesday, requesting he invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to call for a formal impeachment days before Trump's term ends.
The president's actions demonstrate his absolute inability to discharge the most basic and fundamental powers and duties of his office. Therefore, the president must be removed from office immediately. And if you are associating yourself with that as the proper execution of the president's duties, you are associating yourself with sedition and treason.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency use powers to the various vaccines fighting COVID-19, there was no data on young children as they were not a part of the study. Now some school districts in America say school-aged children must be vaccinated before they can return to the classroom. Dr. Nicole Sapphire weighs in on Fox News.
The infection fatality rate for children for SARS-CoV-2 is far lower than that of measles and that of flu. And also, Pfizer and Moderna haven't actually tested their vaccine in children yet. Mm-hmm. Pfizer is currently looking at children aged 12 to 16, but Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're not going to have data on young children probably towards the end of 2022. So statements like this are far too premature and really is only going to invoke fear and panic, and we don't need that right now. We need to continue doing everything we can to get our children in school as safely as possible. In-person learning, as we know, is best for our children.
The Pfizer vaccine is for people 16 and older. Testing began in October in children as young as 12 and is expected to take several more months to qualify. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The investigation by the feds on last week's Capitol building riots continues. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada continues. A new cool device is a showerhead Bluetooth speaker powered entirely by the flow of water in your shower. Like a turbine at the dam, it makes its own electricity. It's called Shower Power and will cost you about $100 in the near future. The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is closed to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.